When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice. We're going to mandate get it on. And welcome to CarCast. Man, Carlos, Matt, the Motorator.
Hello.
Castrol CarCast. Sorry, Castrol CarCast.
Yeah.
And that's the Motorator over there. This show brought to you by Castrol and Geico.com and TommyJohn.com as well. /CarCast. Matt Farah, our old friend, is back in studio. The Smoking Tire, name of his podcast. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday on iTunes. And also a new building that's up. And we want to talk about that, sort of dedicated to all. The automobile YouTube channel, The Smoking Tire. Good to see you, man.
What's happening, guys? Thank you for having me.
So we've been talking for quite some time, at least Matt and I have, or this Matt, that Matt, about this building, and we talked to you about it as well, that you're putting up. First off, what would we title this building? Like what you were to call it, even, I mean, not the title for the city, but what would you call it?
Well, it's going to be called West Side Collector Car Storage.
And
it has a name.
The premise,
not even hypothetical. It's a real name.
It's got a logo and
right,
everything.
But I mean, see, sometimes people go, it's like a museum for cars. Or
no, it's a collector car storage facility. I didn't realize you meant what genre was it. It's a collector car storage facility, and it's 150 cars. It's in Playa Vista. It's in a great neighborhood. I'm excited.
And when do you think we're going to finish construction?
Probably like August.
Or so
when question is always the hard question.
Sure.
The when question is tough. But I think August, September is what we're looking
at. What was there? Where did you find Playa Vista land?
So do you guys know about the history of Playa Vista? It was Hughes Aircraft.
So the
Playa Vista neighborhood is like north of LAX by LMU's campus near the beach, right? Near in between LAX Airport and like Venice Beach where I live.
Yeah.
And it's a huge property that was the Hughes Aircraft factory as well as their runway. Right? Spruce Goose was built there.
Yeah.
All the famous Hughes aircraft from the area.
We went to the Jaguar event there where they raced the cars through the sound stage. That was the old hangar.
Yeah, it's a sound stage now, the actual Spruce Goose building. Yeah. So in that neighborhood is like 10,000 new luxury housing units, mainly apartments and condos, but townhomes as well. There's like YouTube is there, Facebook is there, Yahoo is there, Maker Studio is there.
Years ago, before it was built out, it was like a post office and a Home Depot, and that's about it. And then DreamWorks said they were going to build this massive studio there.
Yeah.
So all these contractors came in to build housing, and then DreamWorks pulled out of the deal, but all those guys had to build housing.
Well, they spent almost 25 years like cleaning up the methane.
Yeah, the Howard Pelona Hughes, wetlands.
The environmental disaster underneath that property, which I have to deal with as well. So anyway, my piece of dirt was the Hughes Aircraft Administration Building, which in its modern life was a dentist's office, but it was pretty much just a crappy little single-story office building.
What is the – so in order to do 150 cars, how many square feet do you need?
You're going to love this. It's only 13,800, which is little.
That seems little for 150 cars.
Like how big is your big shop?
It's like 12,000 and change.
So we have to go 5 vertical.
Oh, so you stack,
We're stacking. So here's where it gets real fun. First off, if you want to build to the property line, you have to have 2 street accessible parking spaces for every 1,000 square feet of commercial, right?
Right.
Even if your whole building is a parking garage, believe it or not.
Yeah, I believe it.
I had to build a basement, so I had to dig a basement, which was fun
and
and affordable.
The general,
and then put a building on top of it.
Well, and then we're doing quad stackers. So I have
quad stackers,
18 Park Plus quad stackers, which I'm putting over an open deck basement, which nobody's ever done before.
How long does it take? Because I was actually just having this conversation, which is like if you sell commercial property out here, it's all about the parking.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the places have the square footage, but don't have the parking. It's like here, if you want to go like grade A, whatever commercial and get the top buck, it's like three parking spots per thousand.
Per thousand square feet.
So I said, well, can you have a stacker? Because that put it in one parking space and put three cars in one parking space. And they said, yeah, the city will recognize that, but you have to have a valet.
An attendant.
Like you need a dude who stands there.
Yeah.
How long?
The good news is for me is that my stackers aren't part of the city required parking. Only my 45 car underground is. So my stackers are all additional. Now, of course, there's still valeted, but it's an indoor private.
How long in the stacker department, let's say you have three or five, whatever you have, but how long does it take to get that top one sort of down and freed up, provided you have a couple guys who can get in the other car and
you have to move the cars out from underneath. If you want like one of them crazy robotic ones, we're talking about adding two zeros, you know, to the end of this. It's probably like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to have basically a few different categories. So just to back it up a little bit, and I will answer your question. I have wanted to be a customer of a car storage facility on the West Side for like 5 years. Like if someone did this, I wouldn't have to do any of this.
Right.
I'm just solving my own need and hoping there's others like me who have this need. And the good news is there are lots. But if you do those crazy robotic stackers, they're like $10 million. That's for a very high turnover. Think shopping mall in
Tokyo,
Hong Kong. This is like, I'm going to have an app that I've made for my customers. Mm-hmm. So you can request your car to be ready for you. You know, or there are certain spots where we'll never touch your car ever except in your presence.
Right.
And worst case, it's like 20 minutes to get the car off a top rack. But top rack is for like pretty long term stuff.
You'll stack them accordingly.
Or if somebody wants to get four cars of
their ideally own, trying to sell a whole stack to somebody, and then you got one butt for four cars.
I'll just play dumb here. So these people, they're fairly affluent. They have money. They have enough money to have a Ferrari Daytona and a Cobra or whatever, a couple of classic cars. They don't have the space or they don't have the sort of time wherewithal. They don't have the attention.
It's more space than attention. The space. There just isn't any space. I mean, there's just
so you're on the West Side. You're living in a luxury condo next to the Laker guy. Got the biggest signing bonus and at the Lakers. And you're in that condo, and you got three cars, and they're not working there.
And everybody in Venice that has a house with a two car garage, they convert that two-car garage to a little apartment and rent it out for extra money.
If you have a two-car garage in Venice with a $4 or $5 million townhouse, you're lucky.
Yeah.
That's an exception. You know what I mean? So
and the garage has been converted into a studio apartment. But and also, so here's the conceit. You don't want to rent out space in Sunland and put your car in a shack next to Bodie Stroud's outhouse out there and go, I want my car's, I live on the West Side. Yeah. I live in Marina Del Rey. I don't want to have to go into the deep valley to some warehouse and get my car.
My circle's
not
that big.
Or you'd have to deliver it.
Yeah, no, my circle isn't big. I'm really serving like a 3 mile circle around my thing. I hope my customers want to use their cars, and I hope they want to use my facility so that their cars are in a place where they're convenient to use. That's my hope.
I'll tease this a little, but obviously, you know, trickle chargers and security and shade and everything like that.
Yeah,
but
what other services?
It's got to start expanding into, you know,
car
tune ups
and
full or engine rebuilds at a certain point. I'm
Please God no. Please God no.
Let me tell you first about, and Max Bat, look for that going racing trifecta that made me go insane last week.
We got that
somewhere? All right. We'll have some fun here. And I think Matt Farah will uniquely feel our pain when we get to this. Tommy John, warm weather's upon us. So many new arrivals, prints, colors, patterns for the summertime. Head to TommyJohn.com, both men and women's underwear. Sport the no wedgie guarantee, comfortable stay put waistbands with fabrics that are soft and designed to move with you. This stuff is all the best. The t-shirts, the underwear, the second skin polos are reinventing casual comfort. The new Air collection for ladies, lightweight, breathable fabric, no visible panty line guarantee. Perfect for yoga, pants, or the fitted dresses. This stuff is the best. I'm wearing the t-shirt and the underpants right now. All backed by the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. Guarantee. Tommy John, no adjustment needed, right, Matt?
Yeah, hurry to TommyJohn.com/carcast right now and get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/carcast for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/carcast.
So Matt's been a part of many. We're looking at the construction site.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
that, that's from this morning. That's I'm standing on top of the walls that are about 30 feet. And the top of the long rebar you're seeing there is my total height at 42 feet. So if you look down on the concrete deck there, you can see the embeds. Those things with the big bolts sticking out of them, the kind of plates on the right side, those are the footings for the giant stackers.
What was the, what's the total footprint size of this thing?
13,800.
Oh, that's the footprint.
That's the total footprint.
I thought
yeah.
we're, oh yeah, there is no second floor. It's just stackers.
Yeah, well, there's a second, my podcast studio, which I'm going to be consulting with your staff about eventually, is going to be up on the second floor along with my office and a small member lounge. But there's, it's a, as far as the storage is concerned, it's all one level. Yeah.
Let's see the, do we have the, like the 3D walkthrough? Let's,
yeah, I have a video, like the CAD, the CAD fly through video.
And
so
we'll show you guys
finished.
This. We can post this. We'll put
Take
this
it. Yeah,
stuff
please.
On carcastshow.com.
Please. So here's, we're on Sentinella Avenue
right
looking there.
Right. We're looking,
looking
at the outside of the building.
Nice, good-looking building.
The big metal F on the front.
Yeah.
So you drive in here into this main entrance, and then this indoors is your array of quad stackers. Now, it's not shown that I can put cars in the drive aisles as well because it's a private valet building.
Mm.
You got your reception area in here.
Not a very diverse clientele, I must say.
Like how to whitewash that lobby.
Some, faces of color.
I definitely
in
need
here.
To integrate my CAD drawings a little better.
One guy looks gay,
also,
but I can't
every,
be sure.
Every car on the street is like a 458.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I've been down to that neighborhood. It's not
really,
naturally
it's like if the Nazis had won the war. It's really bad. And then this is the little members' lounge upstairs. Ignore the wall finishing. It's going to be brown and leather, not like a conference room, but that's the space with the deck. And then as you'll this video will probably spin around and you can look through out into the array of cars
and
from
see
there.
Your cars
now because it's California. Those panes of glass you're looking through are about, I don't know, 3x4 maybe, 30x40 maybe, and they're 120 minute fire rated glass.
Oh,
they have to be.
Yeah.
So each of those panes of glass is 20 G's.
Yeah. Everything's got to have a burn rating.
Well, the fire stuff is crazy. So no, because no one's ever put these quads indoors before, I had to hire the fire department to write a fire code. So anyone going forward who wants to put these things in a building can do so because I paid for the fire code to be written.
Wow. We can,
you're welcome.
Generations of car stackers can thank you.
That's right.
There'll be a bronze statue of you.
But it's going to be real
plaque.
Cool because
at some point, some hipster from the junior college going to demand it be torn down like 200 years from now. Did you see those tweets?
I saw what he said on YouTube 20 years ago.
I'm sorry, 200 what he said about ago. The Camaro. The fifth gen Camaro.
Yeah.
People, where what's a call to action? Like, what if people wanted to check it out, get
involved?
Is it sold
out yet?
So, I have 100 people on the waiting list right now for 150 spots, and we're going to take deposits in about a month. And so, if you want to get in on it, it's West Side Collector Car Storage, all one word, at gmail.com. Just email me with your info, and I'll get you on the
list.
Now,
I know you made it. You thought ahead on this, and I like some of the details you and I talked about it before.
The ramp, I'm super proud of.
The ramp.
So what's the worst thing about driving a supercar or whatever in L.A.? It's the angles, right?
There's a picture that was just up recently on Twitter or something where somebody in a McLaren was like going down a ramp. I don't know what they were doing, 90 miles
an
hour.
They must have been flying.
But they were going down like a parking garage ramp, and when it got to the flat area, the whole front of the car just exploded. basically just came to pieces. Great. Like bumper right. wheels. I was like, what were you, how fast were you going? Was how do you get a car down a ramp? How do
so
you get-
I designed this ramp that's like amazing. It's it we made a buck. The longest, lowest car I could find was a mm-hmm. brand new C7 Corvette Z06. Mm-hmm. Big splitter, mm-hmm. low, long.
Right.
And we made a buck for that. And so you could drive one of these from the street straight into the ramp, straight down, straight into the basement, straight on, no funny angles and no bottoming out or anything. I made it like, I'm going to fix my little area. Right. We're not having this problem here.
Yeah.
I got to say, like, I was just talking to Matt about getting into an SUV just because mm-hmm. in L.A., I'm just – the potholes, the angles, the driveways. Like, I'm just tired of it. Like, I'm tired of – it's not – I'm not – scraping everywhere. I'm stopping.
You're tired
and going
of being careful.
Being careful. I'm
so have you seen
careful.
My Porsche? I have a Safari 911.
Yeah, we saw it at the
I have an 87 911 on off-road tires. It's the greatest LA car you can imagine. I smash speed bumps at full throttle. I don't care about any of those driveways. I drive up on curbs. It's incredible.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's trying to get a 30 or 25 series tire, and I'm like, let's go the other way.
Yeah.
No, I got are they 55s or 65? I think there's 65 series sidewall BFG. TA off like off road terrain all terrain TA tires. It rules.
I'm now at that point that we're living in Damnation Alley, where you're like running over homeless encampments and through potholes and stuff like that. Like I'm with you.
You
now.
Were ahead of the and curve, didn't you? Downsize you your Aston back in the day. You were the anti the unpimp my auto guy.
I was always like if you think about it. Those great cars from the 60s and 70s. But like when you picture a 66 Ford GT40 in full race trim, without the tire, you're the aesthetic is gone. Like when people go all the way out with like their kit car and they kind of do the rubber band, you're losing
changing the proportions really
you're
messing
totally
up
losing
looks.
That aesthetic. Mm-hmm. And look, I get it. If you're driving in competition or something, you're looking for the edge, but.
I think 18s are the limit even for that. Race cars have been running 18s for the last 15 years or so, and they kind of stopped there.
All right. You got that thing I was asking for there, Max Pat, from before? And what do you got there?
I'm going to tell you guys about Continental while he's looking that up. Mm. If you think of all the weird things that you find in cars, I'm not talking about French fries and melted crayons. I'm talking about weird things like live snakes, bizarre trinkets. Stuff that makes you really wonder about folks. Well, what else you can find is Continental belts. I bet you didn't know that they're OE in millions of Chrysler, Dodge, Ford, BMW, VW, and GM vehicles. And now Continental is launching the Multi-V belt with their OE pedigree. This is their OE technology series of belts. These are fanatically engineered for perfect fit, form, and function for 98% of the vehicles on the road in the U.S. and Canada. So Continental OE Technology Series Multi-V belts. This is the belt with the OE pedigree. To get the full story, check out OETechnologyseries.com.
All right, so Matt does smoke and tire, and then Matt does the drive, I think, as well, right?
I'm at road and track now.
Oh, road and track, sorry.
That business card love.
I'm watching the old episodes. But
that's
either
cool.
way.
Thanks.
You guys know what it's like. When you know cars, but the people that are like editing your shit don't know cars. Ugh. And you watch these shows. I watched Autobiography. I've seen most of the episodes. Every time they did one with the Whittington Brothers 935, they go, and then later that year in 1980, they were running the 24 hours of Daytona, and then they show a stock picture of a stock car race from Daytona. And there's 15 awesome. Cutlass Supremes or Ford Ford Thunderbirds or something.
Yeah. Square body.
Square body. They're all the same car. And I'm like, could you find a picture of the goddamn 24 hours of Daytona and put it in there?
The entire episode's about a Porsche, by the way. Like, you could kind of figure
it out.
Did
you see the new F1 thing on Netflix? Like the 10-part doc?
I've been watching some of that as well.
It's real good, but I found something in there where the editors have decided that they're smarter than us, and it drives me nuts.
Let's hear it.
The fake announcing. Have you seen this?
Oh,
to drive
the
plot forward, they have fake vintage racing announcing that happens to drive the plot of this episode
forward. I've been on the other side of this equation, and it's like you need to like fudge it or fake it or do a voiceover, whatever. And I get it's fake and they're trying to cook it, but their heart's in the right place. This is just pure laziness.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
And then they did
point
it.
Taken.
They did it again when they were doing the Phil Spector Daytona Cobra, that first one built by Pete Brock, and how it ended up with Phil Spector, and Phil drove it on the streets and whatever. And then they're like, they did it again. We're like, meant to drive at Daytona. The 24 hours of Daytona, and they showed an 80s stock car race, like a color.
Dale Earnhardt.
Yes.
That's
what I
go to.
Guys driving a Wrangler. Look. Ford, you know, and it's like, would you guys find a stupid picture from the stupid race that this car's from? And also, since none of those cars look like this car, that'll be your first clue that this wasn't.
They paid the $12 for that one stock photo, and they're just going to milk it everything they can.
So we do these. Oh, you have it?
Oh.
Do you have that?
Bill said it was fantastic.
Oh, this is the other
Daytona.
They
qualified on the pole at Daytona.
Oh, look at that.
The first power boost was...
That's some Bill Elliott bullshit.
You see any 935s in that pick? Well, they did it again, and they did even worse because they dropped back to the 60s with this, and then they showed a color 80s picture from it. Anyway, Max Bad, that's... You can put it on your list of things for me to complain about. Yeah. But what is the... Do you have the thing? Now, we do it all the time, too. Like, I tell Nate at the other shop, I go, you know the Daytona picture with the modern NASCAR pictures when it's supposed to be the 935s and the, you know, Ferraris and the Porsches and blah, blah, blah. I go, that's something we would do. And he goes, we wouldn't do that. And I'm like, we spelt Rensport with a W. And put it in a pitch deck. Put it in a pitch deck.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Not me.
Like, W-R-E-N, like a bird?
Yeah.
Like you're celebrating the bird?
Yeah.
By the way, at some point, just shut up or stab yourself. Like, don't, like, I go, Nate, we spelled our, hey.
What the fuck is Google for?
I Googled that. I said, I put, okay, all right. Right, now you're getting dumber.
I would like
you're
to know dumber. What that actual Ren Sport is. Did we dig into that? There might be a
I don't think we won that pitch.
We made a deck. We got a color printer. We put stuff together with Ren Sport with a W on it.
How far did it get? Did they see it?
I think I got to it first. Nah, I was like, we can't hand this out. Not that Sharon Levy from Lifetime TV knows what the fucking Ren Sport is. I mean, it's not like she knows, so that's good news.
That's funny.
So
that
they
could
were,
be your brown M&Ms.
We were doing this thing. They're sending me the thing, and they're like, going racing with Adam Carolla on Vero. And they send me the sizzle reel, and even though the sizzle reel's 19 seconds, I still find a bunch of shit that's wrong with it. And they kept showing this Amelia Island auction, I think. All right, go ahead and play the first one.
Okay, this one's not the auction. This is the generic one that they...
Well, the first three fuck-ups is what I'm... Chris, Max, Matt, what I'm looking for is they sent me three, and I kept sending them back going, nope, you got it wrong. You got to fix it.
I have three short clips.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
It's qualifying practice. I've never driven the car before, and it's not been driven by anyone but Paul Newman in 30 some odd years.
Hey, everybody, it's Adam Carolla. Watch my new series exclusively on Vero. Okay, so Max Pata, I need them to send you the three that I kept sending back going,
that's exactly right. My email said, I need the three clips that Adam saw with you.
Not with you, but he was sending them to me, and I was going, no, fix it. Fix it.
So, and then they ran over a flash drive with these three clips.
All right, we'll play the next one.
Can I allow it to say that this one looked okay?
Yeah, I didn't find anything wrong there.
That looked nice.
I didn't have notes.
That car looks really great.
You know they don't want to send over the three clips.
Is that what's going on? Are you fucking up on your fuck ups? Is that what's
like? They're.
But is that a double negative? So if they fuck up the fuck ups, they just send you the right ones.
Yeah.
Maybe
we'll take another look.
They don't want.
Anyway, I think this you can get this stuff at Vero now if you want.
Yeah. They don't want us to see it.
Hey, everybody, it's Adam Carolla. I'm here racing in Monterey for the 2018 Monterey Historics. But my favorite thing beside vintage car racing are vintage car auctions.
It's Adam Carolla's 1969 Lamborghini Islero, $220,000.
So this is your
chance.
So they're sending the stuff that's fixed.
Yeah.
They know what we're doing.
They know we're over here trying to bust their balls about it. They don't want us to do it.
Get my fucking phone. Go email those guys. Go get the email that I wrote back. I wrote them an email. The email said, get everyone, gather around a computer, watch what you sent me, and the person that raises their hand and knows what's wrong, we're going to give that person a raise. There's a long chain of shitty stuff they've been sending me.
Your show looks good, though, I got to say. I want to watch your show. I want to watch
it. Now that we've done 9 rounds on that clip. Yeah.
So, I think the new season racing over at Vero's Monterey. And it's true. That car is Paul's GT1 championship car that hasn't been on the track since like 86. Or
was it Harry
like
drive?
What's the third clip, just while you're looking that up? If they have a third one, maybe.
It wasn't.
I have Nate's original email. I'm going to see if that link is still live, right, and we will watch that.
Of your absurd vintage Paul Newman race cars, which is the hairiest to drive? The 935?
No. The 935, the first thing about the 935 is it's kind of a car. So it's like you can open the door, climb into it, shut the door. Like there's an element of not having to climb through the window.
A normalness,
like,
if
there's
you
a normality to it. And then you reach for the key and you start the car.
Yeah.
Like there's an element of, hey, it's kind of like a regular car. Uh-huh. Then there's the element of, there's a 4-speed and it's in a normal shift pattern, not first.
Not a dog leg or something.
Not a reverse pattern like some of the other Datsuns have.
Reverse pattern?
The Datsuns all have a reverse pattern.
Yeah.
Like upside down?
Like one's down and then...
you shift up into second.
Fuck, man. Who decides? Like, you know, racing is really easy. How about our cars have an extra hard to them?
Yeah.
A lot of those race cars have it that way. It's really hard when you get into that, I'm going to drop it down in a second. That full from high school muscle memory. Like, I'm going to rev it up and I'm chirping. Yeah. I'm dropping it down in a second. Oh, no. You push it up in a second.
It's a total anti-drag racing transmission. That's you can't do that one-two shift.
I think what they're doing, I think is you're going to use first gear to get from the paddock out to grid, and then you're never going to see first gear again. So let's get first gear out of the mix. You'll be going second, third. But yes, it's very counterintuitive. But the Porsche only has 4 gears, so you don't have to worry about fifth, back into fourth, third, second. And it's like a normal position. Like you're back in high school, and it's like first, second. Like it, so in that point, it's kind of normal. All right, Maxipad is looking.
Yeah, so here's the original trailer.
The original. All right.
So we're playing What's Wrong with This Video.
Now, Matt, it's a little it's going to be tough for you because you got to know the year of the car, but go ahead. Okay. And you have to know what the car sold for
To be fair, the same car that's been in that warehouse for close to a decade, and these guys work in that building, so they should be very familiar with.
But also, they have full footage of the one that sold at Amelia Island, and then 2 years later, the one that sold out here.
Ultimately,
Peterson.
We're looking for evidence of laziness. That's what we're looking at, right?
That's what we are. Okay, go ahead.
All right, play.
Hey, everybody, it's Adam Carolla. I'm here racing in Monterey for the 2018 Monterey Historics. But my favorite thing besides vintage car racing are vintage car auctions.
It's Adam Carolla's 1965.
Here's one.
$220,000. All right, this is your chance. You can stop it there. That car didn't sell for $220,000.
Right.
So the car that they showed rolling out onto the auction stage didn't sell at all, but sold later for $550,000, but not $220,000. Right. So they got the wrong car, but go ahead and play the next. So I said, you got the wrong car. I said, you got the wrong amount, the wrong date, and the wrong car put together. So I said, fix it. And then they fixed it. And then they sent me the next one. Coolest and most expensive vintage cars in the world.
This car doesn't smell like $13 million to me.
Watch my new series exclusively on Vero. Come join us.
That's not a GTO.
That's a
250 LM. If that matters.
It doesn't.
Okay.
So they just I guess they just made 3 teasers in one video.
Here's the next screw up.
All right.
Oh, well, did they have the one? They had the one where they fixed it.
It's qualifying practice. I've never driven the car before, and it's not been driven by anyone but Paul Newman in 30-some-odd years.
Hey, everybody, it's Adam Carolla. Watch my new series exclusively on Vero. All right. Well, that's not the fixed one there, Max Spana. All right. These guys,
they're dodging you.
No, no, they sent it. They sent it. I can play from there. So let's see if this one. Hey, everybody, it's Adam Carolla. I'm here racing the 2018 Monterey Historics. If you want to see a comedian race, you better follow me on Vero.
We just lost a slave cylinder. Right,
it's a little thing. Anyway, it's a chain of the auction ones where I sent back. You have my super critical email going. You guys.
Yeah, well, that one said wrong Lambo shown. Please fix. That's why I picked that one.
All right. Well, then you can find the next one.
You got that one. That one you got.
Wait, so what is the sketchiest of the old cars? Is it the reverse gearbox shifting or is it something with uncontrollable power and boost lag?
Of the Newman cars, let's just, you want to say of
well,
the
I
Newman
mean,
cars?
All, if you own okay. other non-Newman cars, we can throw those in too. Vintage race cars.
The BRE 2002 Roadster, you're kind of hanging out of that car. Like your head's hanging out, yeah. your arm's hanging out, and the gear shift, it just literally bangs against your thigh to shift it. And that car's a little weird. The speeds aren't great, but you are kind of hanging. Yeah, you feel like you're hanging out yeah. of that car. So that one's a little weird. Of the big cars, you know, the turbo stuff, because it's a single, it's like one huge turbo, not yeah. four little ones.
Yeah,
like,
the 2+2 car is...
The ZX?
Yeah, the 88.
Yeah, that's a big car that will like really light up the rear tires and whatever.
It's got a lot of tire on it, but it's a big car and it is kind of like into that turn slow. It's wah, 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 yeah, wah, yeah. and then just getting up, and it's just because you want to keep it up so high. So it can get a little hairy.
Yeah.
The turbo cars are hard to drive. You got to keep the motor up.
That yeah. is, yeah, and that car is, you know, it doesn't, you know, we were able to sort of squeeze out the turbo lag with computers and timing and smaller turbos and multiple turbos. That car is just like low compression, huge turbo. yeah. You figure
yeah.
it out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So you...
You
yeah.
better keep this over $6,000, however.
Yeah, the worst...
It's shifty. It's a you got to be a master shifter, if you will, yeah. because you can't get to... you know. You
and
can't.
I'm not, but the worst feeling in the world is like when you're going around that turn one or turn 11 or whatever, going into the straightaway at Laguna Seca, and you're bogging a little, yeah. and you're like, blah, 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 blah. And there's some guy with some super built Porsche RSR. He's just on the pipe,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
He just buzzes right past yeah. you, like, meow, yeah. you know. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, and it's like
now you've got to pass this guy under braking with like a 30-mile-an-hour right. differential later.
Yeah. These guys are, you know, at 8,200 RPM, and they're yeah, just naturally yeah. aspirated, and they're just squirting right past.
Except the 2+2 spits fire when you downshift.
Well, that's that is badass. Cool. I mean, yeah. cars that shoot fire are better yeah. than cars that don't shoot fire.
Right off the side, like yeah, on the side great. Of it.
How just, do you not love that?
The best part is...
It's the best photos. It's just everything down through the corkscrew spitting fire outside.
Invariably, whoever is standing outside of the car is always standing, like when you're in the pit or you're in the wherever, they're always standing on the passenger side window. They're always standing right in front of that pipe. They're always wearing shorts because it's like it's Monterey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they, at some point, they lean into the window and they go, all right, it's time to go.
Up.
And you go, okay. And you push the button and they scream because a ball of fire hits them in the bare shins.
That's
and it's like,
great.
Don't
it's
stand
a,
there.
It's just a block of ankle with no hair on it
that's
ever.
So I mean, that A-pillar right there is yeah. a really comfortable place to stand. I will be honest. It's a natural place to grab. Gravitate during yeah. the paddock.
It is weird that everyone just stands there,
but
as soon as you fire it totally. Up, that pipe is right there. All right, let me tell you about Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you add save hundreds of dollars to your car insurance? You don't have to go anywhere. Just go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket, man, and save. You're listening. You drive, you like to drive, we like to drive. We go with Geico at geico.com. Mm-hmm. All right, Max Barrett, were you ever able to run that down?
I'm just seeing the emails where you're telling everyone to get together. Let's all get together so you guys can all figure out what's wrong.
Well, I don't want to be condescending, but you guys, they have all the material, and they also have the website. Like, you can go to RM and go 2016 Amelia Island and see my car and what it's sold for, and it's a 1969 Lambo Islera. Like, it's all there. Like, you just do a little.
I feel like that's just the laziness in editing, and they dragged the voice, the audio from somewhere and filled it with a clip
of
this.
Here's the problem.
That's what they think about it.
They've been told 40 times
to not do that. Yeah, well,
there you go.
Are you out? Speaking of these Isleros, are you out of vintage Lambo game? Is your vintage Lambo game over?
400 GT.
I have a really nice 400 GT, and other than that, I'm out of the vintage Lambo game because I'm just so. I love those cars, but I'm so into the race cars now that I've just kind of realized that's. I don't know. Pick a sport at some point. You're Michael Jordan. Just play basketball. Not that I'm good, but I'm just mean play basketball.
That 935. You know, you're now in the upper echelon of super heavy hitters. That requires some consolidation, maybe. So I don't know.
Yeah. Look, my feeling was always kind of like the option on the table wasn't buy a 935 and drive a 935 and keep every Lamborghini you have. The deal was sell those Lamborghinis and buy the 935. And I think people do that where they want to go, we want to upgrade and get a bigger home. And it's like, well, you don't get to keep your other house. You have to sell it and use it for the down. Yeah.
I downsized from 7 cars to 3, but I bought Dave Houston's Countach.
Yeah.
Now I get to play the red one.
It's on its way to being the highest mile Countach ever if he keeps going the way you've
1,500 kilometers on it in the last 2 months.
Wow.
it rules. It's fun.
It's so nice.
I'm having the best time ever with it. It's really great.
I'm with you. Like, I like it when people drive the cars. I like it when people race the cars.
The car likes it when I drive the car. It's really happy when it gets driven. And if I don't drive it for even like 2 weeks, I can actually hear like creakiness and stuff. Mm. And when I drive it a lot, it actually runs really nice and smooth and happy. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is interesting. People are that way and cars are that way. Like, you can't take a 3 week nap.
Yeah.
You're going to be a little stiff when you get up.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Yeah. And there's also a conceit that goes along with it, which is and I've never really thought of, but people go, oh, you raced a car, you're going to use the car. And like, yeah, we use the car. And then when you use the car, you're forced to focus on the car. And then when you're forced to focus, it's like you have to kind of keep up.
Yeah.
Like, versus, oh, look at it. It looks good over there in the corner. You know,
you can forget about it for like a year.
You take a California Duster and go over the top of it, but you don't really, when you're going to drive it or you're going to race it, there's like an element of, okay, what do we need to do?
A preparedness. How are the tires? How are the brakes? All that kind of shit.
I guess it's the difference between going to a nice hotel and going camping. Like, you're going to die in one situation. In the other one, you're going to have to go down and get a toothbrush. But they'll have it. You are going to be trapped in the wilderness if you don't keep this open. Like, either way, you're packing something and leaving the house, but it's a different... It's a different experience.
Actually, just get Matt. I got a call because Matt... DeAndrea brokered the deal for us, which was very kind of him and also horrible. I actually got a call yesterday from Dave. He found the toolkit and the owner's manual in his house.
Bought the car. Dude, those are
like,
it's
like 5 G's. Like, he didn't have to give me that. Like, he could sell that. I would never know.
There's nothing.
No, he's the nicest guy. No, he actually found something else because we sold his Pantera and his Corvette.
Yeah.
He found something else and something big, like a spare tire. And he just mailed it to the guy on his dime. He's just like, sorry, I forgot the tire.
It's the best person ever to buy a car from.
And his cars are all great. So.
Yeah, there's nothing better than a good guy.
I know. And I'm going to sell his Porsche GT3, a little side.
All right. We can't find the rest of those scrubs.
No, I don't know. They're not in your email, or at least not the ones that I'm seeing. They're just...
they sent them. They keep sending them back to me. They would send them back and they'd be the wrong ones.
I'll play you the file file that I found.
That's what I'm saying.
They've been removed from the internet. These guys probably scrubbed
their email and everything. They're like, grab Adam's phone, delete, delete, delete.
Well, I don't
trust the smirk on Kaylin's face.
I don't know how technology works.
So this one that we're going to play now is, this one was the one that you sent, that you were sent right before you wrote, I'll gather everyone in the room.
Okay, well, that might be something.
That sounds right.
Inside vintage car racing are vintage car auctions.
Saturn Corollas, 1965 Lamborghini, $220,000.
Right. Okay, that's okay. So this is your next battle. You can show that one. That's all right.
Okay, I thought we already saw that one.
No.
Oh.
We saw... Oh, wait.
Oh, no, we saw the intro to that. Yeah, we saw that.
Oh, we saw that one.
Because that was Islero.
That's the wrong price. Yeah.
Wrong price, wrong
car.
Yeah. No, the other one we saw was the black, was the 350.
That's the wrong
one. We saw both versions already.
Mm.
We did. We saw the black 350 and the Islero, and the 350 was wrong. The Islero is the correction.
Hold on. Now I'm confused. Yeah.
I've seen them. I've already seen both versions where they roll out the Islero and the 350.
Hold on. Let me just get my head straight. We showed the 350 rollout, right?
Yes.
We saw the 350 one, and they said 69, 220. They said the price for 220. Yes. And then I said that didn't sell for that price.
Right.
And it didn't sell at all. But did we then see the Islero?
Well, we saw the Islero the first video. We went and found the black 350, and then we're seeing the Islero again.
That's right.
This says the Islero, but it still says 220.
Right. So, no, that's the three. Sorry. The Islero says the wrong year. Wait, yeah. Just show that one again. Okay. Now I'm confused. But either way, they couldn't get the right car.
So the problem
was the
car was wrong, the price was wrong, the year was wrong. Right. And we're trying to piece these together one at a time.
And we're swimming a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. And then you got to show me the first one. Sorry.
Saturn Corollas, 1965 Lamborghini, $220,000.
Right. Okay,
they said 65,
right,
but they showed the Islero.
Right. That was the first screw up. And then so I told them to fix it. And then they showed the 65, but they put the wrong price on it. So let me see that
one.
So
they swapped the cars, but not the audio.
And then there's a third one, which is insane.
Wrong car, wrong price.
One's the Yugo.
Wrong auction, wrong Adam Carolla, wrong everything.
Right. All right, sorry. This is the next one, or the other. Car racing or vintage car auctions.
Saturn Corollas, 1965 Lamborghini, $220,000.
Right. But that car didn't sell.
Right.
Didn't sell for that price.
So they got the 65 and the right car, but the car didn't sell and it was the wrong price.
Right.
Right. So I was trying to explain to them, you got the wrong year and the wrong price for the wrong car, but that's as far as I could get with them. There's a third, Maxipata, that made me laugh heartily.
I think maybe, why don't you tell him what's right, and then they can just make it fit the right narrative instead of telling him.
Well, here, let me ask you two things. How would they learn? How would they learn, and how would they be humiliated?
That's
the bigger question. All right. You can see if there's a third.
What would we be talking about?
The comedian angle was not taken into account. I thought you were just trying to make a video.
No, you have to make examples and humiliate. Castigate. Speaking of Castrol, Castigate, Castrol Edge, heat, friction, viscosity, breakdown, rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in loss of performance up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to be stronger under pressure, helps fight friction, deliver maximum levels of performance for your car. Three times, fool.
Three times.
Stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading full synthetics Castrol Edge. All right. I think we'll wrap it up unless we can find that. Yeah. There's still a third.
I'm sure there's a third. but yeah, we'll wait till next week.
They scrubbed it from existence. We're not going crazy.
Oh, it should be on
the internet
chain
has actually been
somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. But no, we'll see if we find it. Anyway, we'll do that next show. You can go to CarCast Show or the CarCast
Show? CarCastShow.com.
There you go. Say hi to Matt Farah, of course, the Smoking Tire. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday on iTunes as well. Me, next, is that next or this? I think it's a this.
Well, today's Friday, so it'll be this Friday, I guess.
Coming today's up, definitely Wednesday.
Friday, Saturday.
Sorry, my bad. I'll shut up. All right.
The 19th.
Enough of you, Farrell.
The 19th and 20th, I will be in San Francisco, Cobb, so doing stand-up. So come on out. And then Sacramento and Brian, Denver, West Palm Beach, all over the place. Check out my stand-up special, Not Taco Bell Material, as well. Chassis. You can see all these racing things at CHASSY. So, until next time, Adam. Shift and Steer.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Shift and Steer.
Sorry. Till next time, Adam Carolla for Matt Farah and Matt the Motorator DeAndrea saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit carcastshow.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.